Members of Congress face off on the House floor day after day. But today, when two of them face off in Washington, it may be the first time that one member has personally sued another in federal court. House officials have been unable to find a precedent for this case, a tangle of issues from free speech to illegal wiretapping to congressional ethics violations. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
This case started a decade ago when a couple in Florida intercepted a cell phone call. When they realized who was talking, they started recording. It was a conference call among Republican congressional leaders. Congressman John Boehner was on the line, and so was Newt Gingrich, who was House Speaker at the time. They were discussing how to handle an upcoming announcement regarding alleged ethical violations by Gingrich. The Florida couple that recorded the conversation gave the tape to Congressman Jim McDermott, the top Democrat on the House Ethics Committee. McDermott played the recording for a New York Times reporter, and the next day, the story was in the paper. There's a federal law that prohibits recording and disclosing private phone conversations. The Florida couple pleaded guilty to breaking that law, and they paid a $500 fine. 10 years later, the remaining question is, did McDermott break the law when he gave the recording to the Times? The answer has implications for privacy rights, free speech rights, and political bragging rights. Mike Carvin is attorney for Congressman Boehner, who sued McDermott.
The law is quite clear that even if you didn't intercept, you can't disclose. It is not illegal to receive the tape if you didn't steal it. What it is illegal to do is to aid and abet the interceptor's disclosure, and it's also quite clearly illegal to disclose it. There's no ambiguity about that.
So you can't dodge the wiretapping law just by asking someone else to make an illegal recording for you and then distributing the tape yourself. Okay, but McDermott's lawyers say this situation is different. Attorney Frank Cicero points out that his client had nothing to do with the recording. McDermott only learned of the tape's existence after it was made.
It really comes down to the question of the public's right to know about an important public issue when the person who's disclosing it to them wasn't involved in anything illegal in learning about it.
Here's why the issue matters to people outside of Congress. Imagine that instead of giving the tape to a congressman, the Florida couple had given the tape directly to the New York Times or another paper. If they'd published it, would the paper be liable? Boehner's lawyer thinks so.
They would be violating the law in the same way. There are some people who would argue that the media has a greater right to this. I don't think they have any greater rights than private citizens.
More than a dozen media organizations have filed briefs supporting Congressman McDermott in this case. And not just because they fear they could one day find themselves in his place. One judge who heard the case suggested that if McDermott is liable, then the news organizations who received the tape from McDermott could be liable as well, or even people who read the article in the paper and tell their friends about it. Washington University law professor Neil Richards says the underlying issue is this.
A really important law was broken in obtaining the information. What do we do with the information? Do we treat it as contraband, that it can be restricted and possession of it can be prohibited? Do we treat it as information before the public and newsworthy and insulated by the First Amendment from any liability for possessing it, or do we treat it somewhere in between?
That's the line the D.C. Circuit Appeals Court will draw based on today's arguments. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.